Kate rummaged through a small trunk behind the driver's seat and brought out an emerald green silk scarf with the same Gaelic phrase printed along its four sides.
Fochabalach,
the famous war cry of the Fighting 69th, the Irish Brigade. It means clear the way, and that's what I intend to do. Clear the way for my family.
Trace had seen his mother use the scarf to tie back her glorious flaming mane of red hair only once before, when a band of marauding Apaches attacked their cabin on the Brazos. Now she did it again. A lump in his throat and fear spiking at his belly, he knew what it meant.
Yes, son. Your mother is going to war. Trace, you and Quinn stay behind and guard the wagon. Mose?
I'll be right at your side, Miss Kerrigan. I won't even consider leaving you alone, not for a second.
Thank you, Mose. All right, then.
As Kate advanced on the three Comancheros, she held the Henry close to her, hidden in the folds of her dress, the hammer back. The Crate brothers, Sam, Jake, and Andy, watched Kate approach. Living in a warrior-dominated society for so long, they had no regard for women and considered them things to be used for their pleasure and amusement.
Damn, Jake. Don't she got a nice bounce to her walk?
And the finest pair of bobbers I ever seen on a woman, Sam.
And a redhead to boot. We definitely hit the jackpot, boys.
The Crate brothers had lived with the Comanche for 5 years and were content to pick up whatever scraps fell from the bowls of the lords of the Texas Plains. In their time, they'd murdered, raped, and thieved whatever took their fancy. Andy was a scar-faced savage with a thick-lipped, wide mouth. Jake, the fastest with the iron, had killed 17 men, not one of them near his equal with the iron.
She'll fetch top dollar in Old Mexico.
Not before I have my way with her.
You'll just have to wait your turn, Sam.
Now, Jake, Sam, don't you worry. There's time for all of us to get our fill before we sell her off.
Many years later, when belted men talked of Kate Kerrigan, they wondered if the Crate brothers would have underestimated her so badly had they known that she'd killed three bad men in a revolver fight and had fought Apaches. The answer was probably not. They were vicious, the Crates, but they were also quite incredibly stupid. As Kate and Mose approached, Kate estimated their distance carefully.
We're nearly 10 yards away, and not one of them's touched their rifles, Mose. That says a lot.
Draw fighters, Miss Kerrigan.
A new breed of gunmen that seem to be growing in large numbers since the war. If I were a gun-toting man, they'd have closed that distance already. But as I'm only a woman, I don't merit such caution.
Huh.
Why are you following us? If you need coffee or food, you can have it and welcome.
We want you, little lady. Tonight, once you have a taste of Crate Brothers, you'll beg us for more. Jake, Andy, ain't that so?
Damn right, Sam. Lady, this is your lucky day. Sam, take a squeeze of them bobbers, make sure they're real. And kill the Negro while you're at it. He's in the way.
You foul-mouthed white trash! I'll kill the first man who tries to put a hand on me!
Oh, lady, I can't wait for a piece of you!
Sam began his climb out of the saddle, but he needn't have bothered. Kate blew him out of it.
Jesus, we got a she-wolf by the tail.
The violent surprise stunned them for just a moment, giving Kate all the time she needed. She levered another round and shot from the hip, putting a bullet into Andy's throat. The man's eyes went big. He fired wild, then slumped over in the saddle. Jake drew, and for a split second, Kate's life hung in the balance.
Miss Kerrigan!
Moses two-handed his .44 cannon to eye level and cut loose. Maybe because he knew what a disaster a miss would be, the old man's aim was true. The .44 ball tore a great hole in Jake's chest. Moses, to his own surprise, managed to score another hit before the man fell out of the saddle. In those unreal moments that follow a gunfight, when ears clang and what has just occurred in the space of a few seconds has not yet reached the combatant's full consciousness, Kate and Moses stared at the dead man on the ground as through a tunnel.
Ma! 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 Neo's been shot!
Kate dropped her rifle and ran, unaware that Moses had fired again, shooting the dying, bent-over Andy Crate out of the saddle. When Mose reached the wagon, he found that Neil had died instantly. Andy Crate's wild bullet had hit him in the center of the chest, and the boy's small body could not survive such a wound. The young girls huddled around him as Kate Kerrigan threw herself on her dead child. Trace and Quinn, trying hard to be men, stood in stunned silence, shocked by the time and manner of their brother's death. But Moses Rice was more sure of his manhood than the teenage boys. Born a slave, and the son and grandson of a slave, he'd witnessed grief many times before. Since he could neither cure nor help, he waited until the time Ms. Kerrigan would need him.
It is a time for grief, for lament, a time for rebellion against God's will.